An ethics reform proposal quietly circulated between Governor Andrew Cuomo and state legislative leaders is getting blasted by the state's attorney general as possibly unconstitutional. The proposal has been under consideration for a possible special session, which could also include a pay raise. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
Governor Cuomo has been talking about reforming economic development contract awards in his administration, following federal criminal charges against nine people, one a former top aide, on bribery and bid rigging in connection with the Buffalo Billion and other projects. Cuomo has said procurement reform could be part of a special session before December 31st that could also include a salary hike for lawmakers.
I also want to pass some new procurement procedures that make procurement a tighter system.
But one of those proposals is getting some blowback from the governor's own lawyer, the state's attorney general. Part of A.G. Schneiderman's job is to defend the state in court. But in this case, Schneiderman, in a letter to the governor and legislative leaders obtained by public radio, says a plan to create a criminal special prosecutor for state procurement is likely unconstitutional. Schneiderman says the scheme violates the fundamental checks and balances principle that underlies the state's constitution, and that the new position would be insufficiently independent since it would be controlled by the governor himself. Schneiderman points out that the state controller was supposed to have monitored the economic development contracts, but he was stripped of those powers by the governor and legislature back in 2011. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says when negotiations like those on procurement reform are conducted out of the public view, bad decisions can result.
If what we're hearing is true, this could be Albany at its worst, cooking up major policy initiatives completely in secret and then banging them through with virtually no opportunity for the public to weigh in on issues of import to them.
As for the proposal, though, Horner says it probably couldn't hurt, but would not be the cure for the corruption that erupted under the old system of awarding contracts.
It's sort of in the chicken soup category. I don't see how it can necessarily hurt, but it does not should not be viewed as a substitute for strengthening the power of the independent entities who are constitutionally charged with looking at contracting, among other things, in the state of New York.
A spokesman for the governor, Rich Azzopardi, says the proposal would be in addition to all other efforts and could only be a positive. He points out that just in the last couple of days, there was another example of a failure of the current system of oversight when U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara accused a former portfolio manager in the state's pension fund, which is overseen by the state controller, of running a bribery scheme. And he says the proposal for the criminal prosecutor is modeled after a post that already exists to oversee potential crimes committed in the state's care of the disabled, and that post has withstood legal challenges. Dick Dady with the reform group Citizens Union urges lawmakers to slow down. He says there's plenty of time when the new session begins on January 4th to craft a well-thought-out remedy to the Capitol's corruption problems. He says a special session that would also include a salary increase for legislators raises the specter of a pay-to-play type of deal.
He was using a carrot-and-stick approach that was more than just a carrot-and-stick approach of saying that if they banned outside income or limited it, he would be open to increasing salaries. That kind of quid pro quo should not be a part of our governing, and I found it distasteful that it was part of it.
Lawmakers have not ruled out returning in the final days of the year to hold the special session and say talks are continuing. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.